With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York's Times Square, they're getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party.
The countdown to 2024 is on high atop Times Square, where organizers of the ball drop are testing out the big attraction. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris.
The star of the show just had a dress rehearsal and performed marvelously.
He jokingly refers to the giant crystal ball as 6 tons of fun. It's covered in more than 2,500 crystals that light up the night sky. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment says the ball will make an encore.
We're going to relight the ball at 12:04, and it's going to go back up the pole, come back down to rest right above the numerals, where it will stand for the rest of the year.
In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the battlefront, hospital officials in central Gaza say at least 35 people have been killed in Israeli strikes. That bombardment comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war in Gaza will be continuing for many more months, resisting international calls for a ceasefire. The nearly three-month air and ground war has already raised fears of a regional conflagration. There was a dramatic rescue on an icy Minnesota lake. Correspondent Rich Thomason with details.
More than 100 people were fishing there when the ice they were on broke away from the shoreline, drifting out into Upper Red Lake. It's a couple of 100 miles northwest of Minneapolis. It took more than 2 hours, but crews were able to rescue all 122 people from the ice floe without any injuries, although some Good Samaritan bystanders did wind up in the frigid water for a time, but they were no worse for the wear. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Men's rooms in Canada will be looking a little different.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of major abortion cases expected to be decided by the courts in 2024. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the question of whether the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone was appropriate. Women in Idaho, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are suing over being denied abortions while facing pregnancy complications. Other state courts are considering several challenges to abortion bans and restrictions. This is SRN News. An alert from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
It's ordered a recall of toys sold at Walmart.com containing powerful magnetic balls that could pose a hazard to children if swallowed. The agency said Friday that the balls, which are 0.2 inches in diameter, exceed federal standards for magnetic strength and could clump together to block parts of the digestive system when ingested. The CPSC estimates that 2,400 magnetic ingestions were treated in hospital emergency rooms between 2017 and 2021, and says it's aware of 7 deaths related to the ingestion of hazardous magnets, including 2 outside of the U.S. The magnet kit was made in China. Keith Peters reporting.
Cale Yarborough, considered one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers and the first to win 3 consecutive Cup titles, has died. The South Carolina native died today. He was 84. More details at SRNnews.com.